falling, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. How was your commute?
My commute was fine. I mean, when I was leaving home, we had between 5 and 6 inches of snow. The town plow came by just as I was getting set to leave. And then when I hit the state roads, I had the plows in front of me. And unlike most people, even though I have 4x4, I don't go around the plows, the state plows. Those guys have a tough enough job as it is without people weaving in and out around them. So it took me about 25 minutes to get in following the plows. But it's a fluffy snow, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's very fluffy snow. Like I said, 5 to 6 inches, that was about an hour ago. I would figure it started to snow pretty heavy. So I would figure there's probably another inch or so on top of that. And I'm looking at the radar. Even though it's a dry slot, we're going to get some more snow, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We'll continue to get some snow. I would say until early afternoon. That should be about it.
How much more do you think we'll get?
Another 1 to 3.
All right.
So it's going to wind up pretty much what we thought, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. That's what it's going to wind up with for most places. You know, you'll always get a place that's going to report more, and you'll always get a place that's going to report less. But that will be the general accumulation with this system. It's not a blockbuster storm in any way, shape, or form. And tonight, whatever falls, sticks, mid-teens, so it stays. And for tomorrow, 30 to 35, not a bad day, sunny to partly cloudy. Friday, we're in the mid-30s with sun. Your Saturday, partly sunny, 45 to 50. And Sunday, 45 to 50 with a mix of sun and clouds. So a nice, mild weekend.
And that'll be good. I think they're looking for that with the ice jam. You know, a nice, not a really mild, but a mild enough weather where there can be a slow melt.
Right. Right. And did you get to the city yesterday? You didn't go.
Didn't go. And, you know, it's just as well because on the way back at about 2 o'clock here, it started snowing pretty good.
Right. That's what I told you.
Yeah. And just didn't feel like.
Because it didn't start snowing. Actually, it never started snowing in the city. You realize that. It started as rain, and it started as rain after midnight last night.
I just spoke to Mike Causey, and he said they got nothing down there in New Jersey.
Oh, they probably don't. Yeah, right. Because the city had nothing, too.
Yeah,
right?
He said they got nada, nothing. Zip.
Yeah, what did he think? He was getting another day off?
Well, that's what he was hoping.
Yeah, exactly. Because I told my nephew last night, my great nephew last night, he's 9, he figured he was going to be off from school today. I said, don't count on it. I said, maybe a little bit of a delayed opening, but don't count on it. So that's the end of that. And by the way, I switched back the MP3s. Did you notice a difference?
To me, I did. Did anybody else notice any difference?
Nobody said a word.
Just me. Oh, that figures. That's me.
Okay, but you did notice a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. As long as Marshall notices a difference, that's all we need.
My ears were clogged yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'm sitting here today, Pat, in my long johns because when I came in, I had to get out of the truck and tromp through the snow and clean off the satellite dish. And so my pants got wet and my shoes got wet, but I had an extra pair of sneakers and socks. And I said, you know what? No one's here today. I'm just going to walk around in my long johns.
As long as it's warm.
But the long johns are real warm.
And as long as the inside is warm and you're not cold.
That's right. And then I hung my pants out over one of the heat vents, and I put my shoes and socks over another heat vent, so they should be dry by the time I get off the air.
Okay, that's a good thing. And then you have to walk right back out into it.
Well, that's the whole thing. I'm probably, if we get another, let's say we get another 2 inches of snow.
Right.
I'm going to have to go out and clean off the satellite dish again. Because if too much snow on that, and all of a sudden there's no classical music, and people will be very upset if there's no classical music.
Yeah, I remember when I had Dish TV, excuse me, many years ago. That was the biggest problem. Wintertime with snow, when the snow would accumulate in the dish, and of course it's on top of the roof of the house. So what do? You just wait for it to to melt off. But that was the biggest problem. I don't know why they never figured that out.
Well, they can't figure it out. It's like, that's the problem with DirecTV in the summertime. Heavy rain or heavy snow, whether or not it's in your dish or not, if it's in the path of the of your satellite signal.
Right. That's the end of that.
That's the end of that. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Goodbye. So long.
Yeah.
Farewell. Avi to send, my friend. But yeah. No, that's what happens with that. So now this snow, let's just round it up and say we're going to get 7 inches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That puts us very close to the 30-inch mark for the winter so far.
And we're not even 1 month into winter so far.
Yeah. So I think what your original scenario for the winter months ago was that it was going to be a snower, and it looks, all we have to do is pass the 50-inch mark, and that's considered a normal 50 to 53 inches is considered a normal snow winter around here.
Yeah, and I think you'll definitely do that. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm looking out my window now. Now, when I got to the weather center this morning, which was 2:45, it was raining lightly. And the temperature was 33 here. And we're in the lower Hudson Valley, and everybody was expecting here, 4 inches. And I said to myself, yeah, here we go. But then about an hour and a half ago, it changed over to snow. And I'm looking out right now. The snow is coming down. It is not in any way, shape, or form a dry snow. It is big flakes. It's moderate. It is, everything is white. And our temperature only dropped 1 degree. It's 32 degrees.
It's 32 degrees here. 32 degrees here.
Wow. So then you have a wet snow too.
Well, it on the way in.
It was dry, but it now was, it's no, probably wet.
On the way in, yeah. About half the way in, the flakes went from small to big.
Okay, there you go.
So the flakes went from small to big, so now it will be a wet snow.
Yeah. And you're not too fond of that, neither am I. But I could tell you, aside from the fact that yesterday was a very, very busy day with a lot of phone calls, and doing all of that, I managed to get quite a couple of things done. One of the things that I tried to get done was to try to get that stain out of the marble floor in the bathroom.
How'd that go?
Fam. It cost $51. They sold me. I went to the tile place. They sold me first something. It's a stripper. And then they sold me a cleaner. And they sold me a sealer. So I wasn't going to seal it again. So first thing I did was strip it. You have to wait an hour. And then after that, I cleaned it. It lightened this what appears to be like a smoky haze on it. But that's all it did. So now they have this poultice. That you're supposed to buy. It's $20, and it's a powder, and you mix it up, put it on the tile, cover it with wax paper with holes on it, leave it there for like an hour or two, and it's supposed to suck up even oil stains. So I have to go back now and get that to see if that works. Otherwise, my feeling is that you're going to need an expert to come in here with his tools and do the 3 or 4 tiles. It's only 3 or 4 tiles.
Well, so, it's enough. It's enough to aggravate you, though.
It's enough to aggravate me. You're absolutely right. So I did that, and then after that, I spent the rest of the afternoon sitting in the weather center, watching the weather, and trying to take care of some of the paperwork. So you know how that sits. And by the way, we do have a couple of people in training, and they seem to be working out pretty good, too.
Did you get that program working that you needed to get working?
Yes, the team viewer. Yeah, not a problem. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's working fine, so no problem. And that's it. We're just sitting back now. And, once the snow starts, the hardest part of my job is over. Because now everybody's out there. Most of the government clients and everything, they're all out there shoveling, sanding, and doing all of that. So they don't pick up the phone and call me. Thank God.
Well, I just, as you were speaking, got another announcement. North Canaan Town Hall opening at 12 noon today.
There you go.
Opening at 12 noon today. So there you go. And some of the banks are opening that way as well.
I'd like to, a lot of people say, well, this has been a rough winter so far. It started early, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah. That's all, founded. But I'd like to just look at this so far and say this is a good old-fashioned winter.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have snow all the time. We have occasional thaws and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But we're getting snow,
right?
We're getting snow.
Yeah. So So I think it's kind of neat. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's kind of neat. I think it's a, you know, I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's well, I won't say it's great. That's a little much for me. But I think it's good for everybody that likes winter.
Right, and the skiers that love it, and this is great for the skiers right now.
Yeah,
this is just great for the skiers. So, so I'm glad because you know, get them while you can. So this way, when March comes along, you know, maybe the ski season could be extended.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah, you think?
I hope it does.
Yeah, I know. Lately, it gets warm and then cold in March and April and the whole bit.
But we do have, you know, we do have the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, the big ski jumping weekend that comes up in February.
Right.
And they've been making snow because it's been cold enough, and then they save it, and then we get the new. They're amazing, and so they're going to be all set this year. Even if it get, I don't think it's gonna, we're going to have. And it's going to get warm this weekend, but it's not. I don't think we're going to get another thaw like one we had a week ago.
Oh, wonder. Oh, well, you never could tell, though, Marshall. This is such a wacky pattern. You can never tell.
Yeah.
So and I mean, you would like that. I know that.
What I'd like to talk. What a boy would love. I'd like a 2 month thaw.
Yeah, right. But, so take you right into March and not have to worry anymore about winter. Right.
But I'll take 4, 5, 6, 7 inch snowstorms because it's a lot better than those 30 and 40 inch dumpers or those 2 feet or those 18 inch ones.
I mean, it's a lot better than freezing rain and ice that where you're going to go sliding all over the place. So, you're right. So
all right. So we're going to get about 1 to 3 inches more depending upon where you are.
Right, that is correct.
And when should the snow taper off?
I would say between 12 and 3 o'clock.
Okay, between 12 and 3. I mean, but the real steady snow will taper off before noontime, right?
Should taper off by noontime, yep.
Okay. Pat, you're just full of good news today.
Well, thank you very much. And you be careful. Everybody else be careful. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.